On today's episode of Watch Time, we'll be talking about the top three public safety personas that you want to target with your content. So if you're selling to police, fire, and EMS, and you're thinking, who is it I should be talking to in my messaging? Then this is the episode for you right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time, everybody. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about public safety personas. I know one of the markets that we do a lot of work in is working with public safety equipment manufacturers. And I feel like a common thing that I've seen when I work with these companies is they're often targeting their messaging to like one persona. So one person in that public safety organization, when really there's three that they should be focusing on. And I really want to like break that down today. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about these personas and maybe demystify this a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a long episode, but I do think it's an important episode.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because the more specific you can get to your target audience and really understand their needs and who makes the purchasing decisions even can really help make your marketing more effective.
Yeah, and I do think with that, maybe I should give a little bit of backstory, because I'm sure people that are watching and listening, if you sell equipment to public safety professionals, you're probably thinking, okay, why does Flex Media know how to do this? And why is Bill and Kathy, like, why are they qualified to talk about this? So let's kind of start from, I guess, from the perspective of what are we doing currently? So we are working with, we've done some work with some equipment manufacturers that work in the police space. So duty gear, training equipment, also people making equipment in the fire and rescue space. So like we've done some stuff with like fire hose, working with companies like that. So we do have experience working with these different, I guess, manufacturers that are trying to reach police, fire, and EMS. Mm-hmm. And I think beyond that, we've also worked with some different agencies with recruitment. So, you know, mostly in law enforcement and then also in dispatch. So helping them reach cadets, you know, and try and bring new people in to fill those positions. So I do think the uniqueness there is that we've worked with some of these people that manufacturers are trying to connect with. Mm-hmm. And then I think beyond that, kind of sharing a little bit of my backstory, prior to starting Flex Media, I've been in video for years. It's something I had done in high school, but there was a time when I wasn't doing video and I was working in law enforcement. So if you've been to our website and seen some of our content, you probably know that I was police officer full-time, still in part-time. So I understand who the end user is that you're trying to reach. So I think that just kind of wraps this up. So if you're listening and like watching, like, you know, why should I even listen to what you guys are talking about? That's where we're pulling this information from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So getting started with the first persona, which I think is the most obvious one, and I do feel like is the one that most of the people we talk to are marketing to, and that's going to be your person on the street, your person that's like first line. They're not a supervisor. They're probably, patrol officer if they're law enforcement. They're firefighter. If they're working for the fire department, they might be a paramedic. It's the person who's out there on the street answering the calls. And I feel like that's who a lot of people, when we talk to them, that's who they're marketing everything to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably the person, you know, that the average citizen would see and, mm-hmm. and just kind of what you think about, you know, when you think of a police officer or a fire department or a paramedic.
And I think that's kind of the reason why they do that is it's like that is, it's like when you think like, okay, who do I see when I'm out and about? You see the police officer in the patrol car that's, you know, stopping to grab lunch or get coffee or stopping at the gas station. You see, you know, the fire truck pulling in or the, you know, the firefighters pulling into the grocery store and they're picking up groceries for the firehouse, or you see the ambulances going by. You know, I feel like that's a common occurrence every day.
Yeah.
But I think with those people, the most important thing to understand, without diving into specifics, and the reason I'm not going to dive into go super specific is when you develop an actual persona, you really need to think about this person beyond just what they do for a job. You know, like you really have to think about, you know, who are they? Like, what does their day-to-day life look like? So it's, you know, outside of the job, what do they do on a daily basis? You know, what types of things do they do for fun? What motivates them? What, you know, pain points do they have at work? What pain points do they have at home? You know, what are their demographics in terms of, you know, Are they married? Do they have kids? Do they own their own home? Do they own their own car? You know, are they renting? Are they leasing? Psychographics, like we had talked about, getting really into the psychology of what makes them them. And this is true for all personas. And it's really, that's when you really get into the mindset of this is who we're marketing to. And this person that you've created becomes like alive, and it becomes like, you know, like it's somebody, like it's somebody you refer to them like a real person.
Yeah. And then you can kind of get inside their head. I mean, that may seem, people might question like, why do I need to go that deep? Mm-hmm. But really the deeper you go, the more you'll be kind of able to understand how they think. And mm-hmm. honestly, you'll be able to better market to them.
Yeah. I do want to disclaimer, we are not going to dive that deep in this episode, because to do that would take multiple episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be unique for you as mm-hmm. a company or as a marketer. These are going to be unique things that you have to figure out for the product or service that you're selling. But based on what you were saying, and I've been dying to use this because I'm in the middle of reading This Is Marketing with Seth Godin. And he talks about, marketing used to be you have a key and your marketing message is your key. And then you're going around looking for the right lock, and the lock is your customer, and you're trying to find the right lock for your key. But today's marketing, and this is where buyer's personas come in, is what you're really doing is you're finding a lock, which is, you know, this persona, you develop it, and then that's your lock. That's the person you're trying to sell to. And then you craft a key that fits that lock, and that is what's going to actually help you, you know, reach your target market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to affect decisions you make about your product, too. Mm-hmm.
So, not trying to go into a masterclass on personas, but that's where I just wanted you to understand that we're coming from that perspective. But starting with that person on the street, you know, the patrol officer, the firefighter, the paramedic. So, what are the things to understand with them? So, understand that they are looking for features that are going to make their job easier, right? So, you know, if you're a police officer and you need to purchase a new light, there are things to think about that with the flashlight. You know, do you need a flashlight on your belt? You know, are you going to wear a flashlight on your vest? Do you need, you know, an LED flashlight that's like got a little bit more to it? Maybe you want to hold on to a thicker light. Maybe you just want a small little light, because you don't want to have to carry something that's a little heavier. Maybe you just want to clip a light on your vest so you can like turn that on and look at your tickets. And maybe you just want to look at like people's IDs or licenses. So understanding how they're utilizing that is important. There's also, you know, weapon lights and things like that that are going to be different use cases. And the same can be said about firefighters, you know, like depending on what firefighters need to carry. Like I know a lot of times when we were out on calls, like they have their radio with them. So, you know, they kind of have that slung over their shoulder. So, you know, if you're selling something that holds a radio for them, maybe it's holding their micro, like their actual mic that they're using to call out, thinking about, you know, what pain points do they have and what does your product do that helps them with that? You know, is carrying that on their shoulder a pain point? You know, do they need to carry it somewhere else? Is the way the microphone's positioned a pain point? So if you're selling those types of products, these are things that you have to think about from the end user, like what problem day to day are you solving?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the reason why this is an important distinction is when we go to the next persona, which is, in my opinion, the next person you want to kind of target your messaging to is like a first line supervisor. So that's going to be a sergeant. That may be a lieutenant. That's going to be somebody who is directly over patrol, over firefighters, you know, over your basic firefighters and paramedics. That's going to be the supervisor that they report to. And now that person's going to be a little different because you may not want to speak specifically to the officer or the firefighter's pain points, because that person, not to say that they're not on the road, not to say they're not riding the fire truck and they're not having the same pain, but they think about things a little differently because they're in supervision. So I think it's more of a problem-solving positioning at that point. So they're looking at it of how do I make my team happier? How do we streamline things? How do we make it so we don't run into any roadblocks that prevents us from doing our job? You know, how do I make sure that we don't do something that causes us to maybe potentially get in trouble? So you're really like looking at this from the, you know, perspective of, okay, I need to take this higher level and I need to think beyond. This is great that, let's go back to the patrol officer. It's great that you want to carry a flashlight that clips onto your vest. But they might be looking at it as, now if you're rolling around, that's something that could break off. That's something that maybe can be used as a weapon, depending on how the light is produced. Maybe it's something that hurts somebody, like you're fighting with somebody and then they get hurt because it hits them. And I know this is like really like, this is not a great example, but this is just where I'm trying to get you to understand like what the way they're thinking is different than that first, than that person who's like the person on the street. So that's your next persona you want to think about. And you want to market, you want to tailor your marketing message to them, mainly because once that patrol officer, if this is something that's going to be purchased, let me put an asterisk here. If this is something that's going to be purchased by the department or by the city or village, this is something that they would then, what would happen is the officer or the firefighter or paramedic would see that. They'd probably bring it to the first line supervisor and say, I think we should buy these for everybody because of XYZ, because it helps us do this task. And then that supervisor is going to use that logic that we just discussed to determine whether or not it's worthwhile to bring that to the next persona.
Mm-hmm. And which is, what is that next persona?
So the next persona is going to be what I would consider to either be probably a high tier supervisor. So it might be a captain. It may be a chief, a fire chief, a police chief. It may even be, you know, like the mayor, depending on the size of the city, you know, because it may go to the chief. It may have to go right to the mayor or somebody council, somebody that's going to make that decision, depending on the size of the purchase. But that's who it's going to go to next. And let's say for this, let's just talk, say it's the police chief. Say it's a smaller agency. You have some, you know, let's look at, you know, police department. You have police officers. You have a sergeant. And now a sergeant's taking this to the police chief. So why do you need content for this person? The further up the chain of command that you get, the thing you have to understand is that they have additional tasks that aren't being, that are not being done by patrol or by the firefighters that are on the trucks or by the paramedics. The further you get in the chain of command, there's more administrative work. So the way you think is slightly different. So, okay, let's using police officers. Your patrol officer says, I want this light, and this is why. We should all have this. The sergeant thinks about it and goes, well, it would, you know, it'd be good. They'd be more productive. They'd be able, they don't have to worry about not being able to see an ID. They can easily turn that thing on, check out an ID, hand it back to the driver. You don't have to pull a flashlight out. It does make it easier. I think it's going to make them happy. It's going to make us more productive. It's a safe, you know, as far as safety goes, it makes it a little bit easier. They don't have to turn their back or anything like that. Now they're going to take that to the chief. So now the chief is going to look at it, in my opinion, just based on what I've seen and how people we've worked with, they're going to look at this from a standpoint of what does it cost to equip everybody? How much do we have in our budget? How often do we have to replace it? Are there batteries that are going to have to go with this too? How often do we have to purchase the batteries? Can we just purchase it? Is it under the threshold where we don't have to take it to the mayor or the city council? And then also, what is the liability of them carrying these things? So now it goes back to that same conversation. Is, you know, if they do carry these things, can it break off? Can they blind the driver? Can they, you know, if it's nighttime, like, you know, just thinking about this from the light perspective, they're going to think about all those things. And then they're also going to think about, okay, well, if we buy them for everybody, now is there a policy that says everybody has to wear these things? Because it is a safety issue that they have them and not use their flashlight and they can easily just check that out. And like I said, this is a very, if you're watching this and you're like, I make equipment, this does not sound like a situation we'd be in. I understand that. But just for the ease of trying to explain these roles, I wanted to like use this because it's the simplest way to explain it. But understanding these three personas to me are key. And like I said, this is from a level of just, you know, who they are in the job, but it does go beyond that. And all three of these personas should be built out to like look at their home life, to look at their history. You know, like somebody who's a sergeant, they may have a different home life. They may have been to leadership school. They may have like done something that, you know, they got promoted. They've been on the job longer. You know, police chief might have gone to the FBI academy. There are things in those roles that change who they are and the way they think. And that's why it's so important to develop these personas and give them life.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I mean, really, you know, from someone who isn't, you know, hasn't come from this sector. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in marketing, there's always going to be different tiers in a company. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's the person, you know, working in the factory floor, and then it's the supervisor, mm-hmm. and then there's the CFO making financial decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always going to be those different levels and tiers of people, and like you said, mm-hmm. those people have different responsibilities, mm-hmm. and so they think differently. And so, I mean, no matter what industry you're in, I think it's really important to understand, you know, the considerations that each of those people has. But definitely in law enforcement, when it's such a niche industry, mm-hmm. you know, and things operate a certain way, and people have to, you know, act a certain way, and they have to, you know, there's some risks involved, and it's public facing, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of it too. They have responsibilities to the public. So I think in this industry especially, you really, you know, want to make sure you're taking the time to understand all those different considerations for, you know, who you're targeting. I mean, maybe there's some things that an officer would go out and buy themselves, yeah. you know, maybe, but some of those other things, they're bigger decisions and they have consequences. And so, you know, you really need to understand kind of the line of thinking with each individual level.
Well, and I think that's a different strategy too. And that's something like we were saying earlier, like in terms of if the officer does go out and buy something themselves, you're still using that persona, but the path to purchase is going to be different, you know, and it's going to be a lot quicker. And I think the key to what we're getting at here, and like I said, if you're watching this and you're like, I've dealt with government and it's not exactly like that. No, it's not. This is why I said you have to develop personas around your unique product or service, because what you're really trying to do is think through this process and understand what pain points you have to speak to each step of the way and how to reach those specific people, and understanding that government is just a slow moving thing. It's not like working with a business where, to, you know, like we were talking about, like you're saying, the CFO or the CEO, they can just say, yeah, we're going to institute that company wide. And I feel like for government, that if they want to institute something like within the whole department, using a police department or a fire department, it really has to be looked at not only from the standpoint of, you know, how does this affect our day-to-day, you know, job, but also from looking at it from a legal standpoint. They're probably going to send it to a law director if it's something that's going to be written into policy. From looking at it from, you know, a PR perspective, how's this going to look if it, you know, the public sees us doing X, Y, Z? They're probably going to look at it from a cost perspective. So there's so many different angles that they're going to look, and they're going to kind of, you know, like make sure they're covering all their bases before they make that decision. So I do think that, like, that's something to be aware of when you're dealing with these personas.
I think so. And I know, you know, not to go too deep, but some of the things that I've come to understand too is, you know, maybe there's certain times a year or, mm-hmm. you know, different where they do make purchases. Maybe there's different things that qualify for different grants that various yep. departments will get. So kind of understanding, you know, how their different financial and buying mechanisms too is also a smart move.
And I think what you can do if you're like a person that manufactures products for public safety, or you sell a service, talk to somebody. I mean, I really think if you probably have a customer base of some kind, and talk to somebody who's one of your customers and ask them, like, how does your department do it? You know, because you will find different answers. We found different answers.
Yes.
And I think that's key to understand. Like, you're not going to be able to control every variable, but understanding, to your point, like, when do these things get purchased? Like, hey, you know what? We found out that, like, this type of product isn't something that's high priority, but they usually have budget for it at the end of the year because they want to use up the budget. So maybe that's when you need to start increasing your marketing spend if you're going to do something like that. I would also say, I guess with this, where we're not even taking a deeper dive outside of the personas, and one thing to really think about is going back to type of agency. So police, fire, EMS, they're all going to be the culture is a little different in each one. The other thing to think about is the size of the agency, the location of the agency, because a smaller agency, like, let's just use police departments, because I feel like that's something that I can easily speak to. You know, with police departments, a smaller department with 10 to 15 people is going to purchase and do things differently than an agency with 200 people versus an agency with 2,000 people. So understanding, like, how why they buy things, what their processes are, why they use things. You know, because especially with some products, like if you're talking about equipping, you know, 10 people with a product, they might be like, well, we could do that. But if you start talking about equipping 2,000 people with that product, that's going to be a bigger ask. So these are things that you really have to understand, and understand how their day-to-day is actually working on the job, because it will be different. Somebody who's working a shift with, you know, two people, their day-to-day, depending on the size of the, depending on the location of the agency, rural agency versus a suburban agency versus a city agency, is going to look different than somebody's day-to-day that's on a shift with 10 people, with 50 people. And, you know, maybe they even have districts, you know, like here in Cleveland, we have district offices. So different districts for law enforcement, they have different, you know, people working in those districts. So understanding how these things work will help you better understand how to tackle those personas. And you're not going to love this, but I really believe, and we try to coach people on this, depending on who you're trying to reach, you may need to flush out all those personas, mm-hmm. or at least say, you know, small village agency, suburban agency, large city agency, and then do that for first line, you know, patrol, firefighter, EMS, second line, you know, lieutenants, captains, and then upper command, you know, chiefs and I'm sorry, lieutenants and sergeants, and then upper command is captains and chiefs. And then you want to flush those out for each size of those agencies. So it's really like 9 personas. But, and I know that kind of goes beyond, people say try to have like around 4 or 5, but I think in this case, you kind of need to, depending on your product, you need to do that. But if you're kind of feeling overwhelmed, like, where do I start? Look at who's buying your product now. If it's mostly suburban, you know, agencies, then start focusing on those first.
Yeah, I think, you know, bottom line is if you are marketing to, you know, public safety, mm-hmm. and you've been thinking about it in a very linear fashion, maybe start to, you know, consider those different layers and diving into those and talk to some of your customers, mm-hmm. and start to, you know, peel away at some of the layers in there. And that's only going to help you, you know, be able to help your audience more and be able to better market and, you know, really add some clarity to who you're talking to.
I just, as you're talking about this, and I'm just thinking about gaining all this insight and knowledge, I just think back to Schoolhouse Rock and like how the dude's like, knowledge is power.
It is.
It really is. Like, the more knowledge you can have, the better your marketing can be.
Yeah. So hopefully that's helpful. Thank you, Bill, for sharing those personas with us from your experience. Mm-hmm. And we hope it's been really helpful to our audience.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for watching. And if we can help you in any way, if you want to have a conversation about this, if you are selling to public safety professionals and you're like, man, I would really love to just dive deeper. Like, even if you just want to have a conversation, we'd love to jump on a call with you and just help you figure this out.
Absolutely. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.